Joining us right now to discuss the coronavirus pandemic in his community is Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Just as an update, you know, we are at 1,153 positive cases since we started keeping track. We fortunately have not had any additional deaths. In addition to that, we have early voting, which will continue this week until Friday, and we close early on Friday. We close at 1 o'clock, so early voting will be until Friday, 1 o'clock. We also will be having Halloween. We have not banned the Halloween celebration, so there will be trick-or-treating as well Saturday. But I do want to talk a little bit about the coronavirus and where we're at this point. We're still in the yellow, but what we're seeing is, unfortunately, a spike, as we knew was going to happen and was predicted by all of the experts. We're fortunate that we're deep into October. We had the predictions had been that the spike would be sooner, and I think due to the vigilance of our community and wearing masks and doing the right thing, it's helped keep those numbers down. But we're starting to see an increase. And, you know, in more recent days, we've had some double-digit days, which are concerning to me as well as our health department. So, you know, we really are working to try to stress for folks to maintain social distancing, the use of masks, and all the things that, you know, everybody knows that we need to do to combat this virus until there is a vaccine. So we will be doing some outreach through robocalls and social media to, you know, reaffirm the message and get people back on track and thinking about, you know, maintaining the social distance and using masks and making sure that, you know, we follow these protocols so that we don't have the numbers that we saw last April, March and April and May. So we're seeing an uptick, as are many communities. And, you know, we are still in the yellow, but, you know, based on the numbers that we're seeing, we could end up in the red based on the increased cases that we've seen more recently.
And one of those recent cases we heard about was apparently there was a case confirmed at the high school.
Yeah, I mean, from day one, we want to be transparent about everything. As far as, you know, us reporting numbers of individual cases, when at the time you only had to report the county number of cases in the county, we also communicate with all of the staff members throughout the school system, as well as all of the families and students and families at each individual school. So if we do have cases, and we've had cases at, you know, an elementary school, we've had cases at a middle school, and we make sure that we follow all the protocols. We are probably more cautious than is required, but we make sure that we quarantine those that are in contact, direct contacts, and we don't take any chances. But we have had a couple cases at the high school. We did do a massive amount of testing last Saturday for the high school and primarily the 11th grade. And fortunately, we didn't have any new positives that came out of that. So we're really following up on our contact tracing. And our school nurses are doing a tremendous job, as well as our public health nurses here at Town Hall.
Now, you did discuss early voting, and overall it sounds like from what you're telling me, things have gone fairly smoothly when it comes to early voting.
Yeah, basically the setup is just done really, really well. You know, Clerk Jim Casey has done a tremendous job at putting this together. He's very organized. You know, by many years on the council and working with him in the past, he's just always thinking ahead. And him and his staff have just put in so many hours, and the entire crew is doing a tremendous job. And I early voted myself. I brought my mom out during the week, and you know, everything went really smoothly. And there was no close contact. It was in and out, and it was one-way traffic. So it's working out really well. I mean, I think the numbers are reaching close to 40%, I think, at this point. They're pretty high, the numbers of votes that have come in.
And you also, I did want to reiterate this, Halloween, you say trick-or-treating is going to go forward in Braintree. Is everything going to be as normal, or are there going to be some differences this year?
You know, there are guidelines from the CDC, and, you know, one of them is wearing a face covering. In many cases, you know, one of the questions is, you know, there's many questions that people have that, you know, don't want to be part of it or do want to be part of it. Well, you know, if there's a light on, then go to that house. If there isn't, then don't. And I think that as far as the biggest change really is the wearing of masks. I mean, everyone has costumes, and in many cases they're wearing some sort of mask, but they should definitely have a protective mask over their face, whether they have any other type of costume masks on, et cetera. So really the biggest difference, it's an outdoor event. People are moving from place to place, but the biggest difference really is the use of the mask. Not to eat any of the candy, to wash your hands, and all those things. So we've really issued the protocols, and I think we should be fine.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros.